This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, January 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag decries ZEV forklift rule. Farm sales tied to drought and urban sprawl. And USDA pushes out market promotion aid. CARB's ZEV forklift rule raises alarms. The Air Resources Board is taking comments on a regulatory proposal to transition propane forklifts to zero-emission models by 2038. A coalition of ag groups is opposing it, arguing the rules would have an overwhelming impact on the industry. The draft regulation would eliminate the use of Class 4 and Class 5's internal combustion forklifts starting in 2026. Ag would begin to feel the pinch in 2029, retiring a staggering 55% of forklifts, that according to an industry estimate. By the second compliance date in 2032, the regulation would target 96% of ag forklifts. The proposal does not address rough terrain and diesel forklifts. The coalition is pushing for more time to comply. Treating ag operations like year-round businesses would burden them with a devastating capital expenditure and jeopardize their economic viability, that according to the comments to CARB. The organizations also worry that rural areas are not equipped with the energy infrastructure to handle the charging capacity for so many electric forklifts. CARB will host a public hearing on the regulation in June. Farm sales fetch highest dollar near cities. An analysis of trends in California farmland sales over the past 20 years shows that values jump following droughts and correlate to urban development pressures. In a recent paper, UC Ag economists explored a new set of sales data that allowed them to dive deeper into factors affecting values. They found that farm earnings are, quote, weakly supporting farmland values, perhaps due to uncertainty arising from climate change and lower agricultural productivity. They also concluded that farm parcels tended to sell for higher prices when they were closer to a city. USDA moving out market promotion funds. The Department of Agriculture is getting a new round of foreign market promotion funding out the door, even as commodity groups apply for additional aid, announced by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. The department yesterday announced $203 million in awards to 68 organizations for fiscal 2024 through the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Programs. MAP and FMD are funded out of the Farm Bill, which was extended in November for 1 year. Up next, well, the department is taking applications through February 2nd for $300 million in additional funding that USDA is providing through the Commodity Credit Corporation for Secretary Vilsack's $1.2 billion Regional Agriculture Promotion Program. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA accepting applications for trade mission to India. The Department of Agriculture is planning an April trade mission to India, which USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Alexis Taylor, calls the biggest untapped market in the world for U.S. agriculture. The department is accepting applications to go on the mission through January 22nd. The mission to New Delhi will run April 22nd to 25th. We achieved notable tariff reductions this year on chickpeas, lentils, almonds, walnuts, apples, and frozen turkey, among other products that will open market opportunities for U.S. farmers in the world's most populous country, Taylor said. We've entered a new chapter of U.S.-India trade relations, and FAS is excited to support our food and agriculture exporters explore all that India's market has to offer. More electric buses head to school. The Biden administration is continuing its efforts to get diesel-driven school buses off the road and replaced with electric versions. EPA is awarding an additional $1 billion in funding for clean school buses from the bipartisan infrastructure law enacted in 2021. The latest round of funding will buy more than 2,700 new low and zero emission buses in 280 school districts across 37 states. The infrastructure law provided $5 billion over 5 years for clean school buses. I've sat next to students on their very first clean school bus ride, and their excitement reflects the power of good policy. That the word of EPA Administrator Michael Regan. EPA clarifies use of pesticides in honeybee colonies. Responding to reports that beekeepers are using pesticides not registered to control the varroa mite, EPA has issued an advisory clarifying which pesticides they can legally use. EPA says the past several months it has registered two new varroa mite control products, Varroxan and Xox tablets, that contain oxalic acid as an active ingredient. Each product allows for easier application of oxalic acid, and in the case of Varroxan, a slower release and longer-acting application of oxalic acid in the honeybee colony, the agency said. Eighth Circuit upholds Iowa ag gag laws. A federal appeals court concluded yesterday that two Iowa statutes that prohibit undercover access to farms and recording of their practices are unconstitutional, reversing a district court ruling that found the laws violated the First Amendment. The Eighth Circuit judges concluded the statutes are not viewpoint-based restrictions on speech, but instead a permissible restriction on intentionally false speech undertaken to accomplish a legally cognizable harm. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd and Ag Secretary Mike Naig both call the decision a victory for Iowa farmers. Governor Kim Reynolds also expressed support, saying no longer will people be able to gain access or employment to agriculture production facilities with the intent to cause physical injury or economic harm. The ruling is a loss for animal rights and food safety groups. The Animal Legal Defense Fund, one of the parties that led the suit, has previously said, quote, the public has relied on undercover investigations to expose illegal and cruel practices on factory farms and in slaughterhouses. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, January 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.